Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I can reintroduce you to our good friend Dr. Bob McTeer. Bob is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org is that website. I encourage you to go there, check it out, see the things that Bob writes. And Bob, you also your own website, right? BobMcTeer.com?
My website has been hacked, Jim. Don't go there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're working on it. Somebody just maliciously destroyed my website.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Well, I guess that's...
Well,
it's like throwing bricks in windshields.
I can understand in a way, Bob, because you're such an effective voice for reason in the world. There are a lot of anarchists out there who don't want your voice heard. But as long as I have a channel to the world, your voice of reason is always going to be going to be available. My network's always going to be available to you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Okay, let's talk about something the president said last night when he talked about the tax situation for companies that bring jobs back and taxing companies that take jobs overseas. I understand his sentiment, but to me, and obviously I want more jobs in America, no question about that. But to me, the way he says it and the way I think he's going to go about it sounds like protectionism to me. What did you think?
It does me too. I mean, what we need to do is lower the corporate tax rate. It's the highest in the world at 35%. We can close a few loopholes along there so it won't be such a drain on the Treasury, but we can lower that corporate tax rate so that it's not so much more advantageous to produce abroad as it is at home. Also, when he talks about bringing jobs back and insourcing, he seems to forget that while we do ship jobs abroad, our trading partners are putting jobs here. I drive a BMW. But I think it was made in Alabama or Georgia or South Carolina.
It made South Carolina?
And yeah, I mean, Japanese car companies, German car companies produce a lot of jobs here. And he talks like we can stop exporting capital and our trading partners won't do anything about it. You know, you pay for here.
Aren't some of those tax proposals he made, isn't it possible that some of those could violate some trade agreements?
Yes, it's very possible. It's very possible
that's giving preferential treatment to certain members of our companies from our country that we get mad when China does that or when other countries do that to their companies to sort of like a reverse tariff kind of thing. I mean, he could be violating certain trade agreements.
If I remember correctly, he bragged about, reducing the import of Chinese tires last night. He said something about it.
Yeah.
He didn't mention the retaliation that came as a result of that. We can't just export our problems to foreign countries and expect them to just sit there and enjoy it.
Right. That's one of the problems with protectionism and that's one of the problems we seem to have in Washington. Now, this is not just Mr. Obama. It seems like Washington thinks everything that they see that they don't like is monopolistic.
Well, Washington,
in other words, they solve that
things,
problem,
you know?
That another mole is not going to pop up in the whack-a-mole of the global economy. And they seem to not, it's like they never heard of the chess game, isn't it?
Well, Washington needs to change its mentality to allow things to happen, allow freedom, allow liberty, and allow people to arrange their own business affairs and quit trying to do everything for us. Quit trying to micromanage the economy.
And pick winners and losers.
And watch them by leaving it alone.
They're not smart enough to pick winners and losers, Bob.
That's right.
Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, there's a coffee mug that I approve of that says something like, remain calm and carry on. And I think that's probably good advice for us, Jim.
I like that. Hey, Bob, how's the haiku production coming?
It's pretty dry. I haven't done any haikus lately.
Well, we're going to schedule
people
you
around there aren't sophisticated enough for haikus.
We're going to schedule you 6 weeks. We expect another haiku next time. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and a voice of reason that I admire very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.